Welcome to Hope for Today, a weekly Bible teaching program that will bring you hope for every day. It is good to be with you another week. Today is our second lesson from 2 Corinthians. Each week, we look at a few verses and hear what God is saying through those verses. There are many ways you can study the Bible and learn from it. Lord willing, He will guide us, and each week we will become more like Him as we study His Word together. We have just started working our way through 2 Corinthians, and last week we took some time to look at the actual city of Corinth. If you can, it helps to look at a map and see how Corinth is situated on a narrow strip of land between two large seas. Look at the miles that were saved by the sailors taking their goods over this narrow strip of land instead of sailing way out around. Now think about how that influence would change an area. They had sailors coming and going all the time. These people brought lots of business and many different ideas. You can appreciate Paul's vision to see a church in this spot. If they could get established and grow, it would be possible for this church to send the message of Jesus all over the world. What a great vision Paul had. However, as we know from 1 and 2 Corinthians, it was not easy starting a church in this environment. It was hard work. And from the discussions in 1 and 2 Corinthians, we can see what this church was up against. It was good to remember the kind of city Corinth was, and what were some of the factors that shaped these people. Hopefully we can keep this in the back of our minds as we study the rest of this book. Today, we will take a closer look at five verses from chapter 1. The title is, What's Your Comfort Level? Here is Bible teacher J. Mark to teach us the rest of today's lesson.
As human beings, we find comfort in a variety of things in life, don't we? Comfort can be physical, like relaxing at the end of a hard day of work. It can also be emotional, a state of contentment and well-being. But what about spiritual comfort? If you're a follower of Jesus, think back to the time when God was drawing you to Himself. What did you feel as you were confronted by your own sinfulness and your inability to meet God's righteous standard for living? I remember the struggle in my own heart that resulted in physical discomfort. As I wrestled with admitting that I was an incurable sinner in need of a Savior, my chest felt tight, my palms were sweaty, and my heart began to beat faster. But when I finally yielded to the call of the Holy Spirit and surrendered, a feeling of incredible peace and comfort came over me. Paul opens his second letter to the Corinthians with an emphasis on comfort. In five short verses, he uses the same Greek word 10 times. It's translated into two different English words, comfort and consolation. Join me now in our study from 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verses 3 to 7, titled, What's Your Comfort Level? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds through Christ. Now, if we are afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effective for enduring the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or, if we are comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And our hope for you is steadfast, because we know that as you are partakers of the sufferings, so also you will partake of the consolation. In this text, we observe several levels of comfort and how each one impacts our lives and our relationships. The first level of comfort is the source of comfort. We all like comfort, don't we? But where does comfort come from? Until we find the source of genuine comfort, we'll keep trying things that fail to provide what we really need. Paul begins his letter by blessing God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. He refers to God as the Father of mercies. You and I know God as the Father of mercies in His provision of Jesus Christ for our salvation. Paul expands this blessing by identifying God as the source of all comfort. This is the earliest passage in the New Testament where the word comfort is applied to God. And so Paul blesses God as the ultimate comfort giver. The Greek word, translated as comfort or consolation, means one who comes alongside to help. And Jesus used this word when he promised his disciples another comforter in John 14:16 and in John 16:7. This other comforter that Jesus promised would be a comforter of the same kind that Jesus was. The Holy Spirit's oneness with the Father and with the Son enables him to comfort and to console us like no human being can. Now, often, you and I may associate comfort with ease, but as we continue our study, we'll learn that God's comfort is more focused on bringing encouragement, strength, and boldness to us through our difficulty and hardship. We are assured that God's encouraging comfort always exceeds our discouragement and distress. Have you found God to be the source of your comfort? The next comfort level, then, is the school of comfort. We all know that school is a place where learning happens, at least it's supposed to. We receive training in how to think and to reason. Paul reminds his readers that the events of our lives are educational as well. He says that God comforts us in all our tribulations. Tribulation refers to crushing pressures and opposition from Satan and from the world around us. The word is related to the crushing of grapes in a wine press. This ability to bear up under extreme pressure is possible only through the mercy and the comfort of God. And God provides this comfort for us because He loves us and He wants to draw us closer to Him. He also wants to teach us how we can comfort others. So the purpose of our being comforted is so that we can learn how to comfort others. If we don't experience the comfort of God in our own lives, how will we know how to extend that comfort to others? Think just a moment about Paul's own experience. On the road to Damascus, God humbled his proud heart, and he convicted him of persecuting Jesus. But Ananias was sent to him by God to comfort and encourage and strengthen him. And similarly, God had convicted the members of the Corinthian church for their rebellion against Paul's apostolic authority. Now God was sending a message through Paul that would strengthen and encourage them. All of us have been through hard experiences in life. Let's not minimize these kinds of experiences, but let's realize that God expects us to learn from them and to use what we learn to comfort and encourage others who are going through those hard things right now. Personal experience of God's comfort is necessary before we can pass it on to others. Do you look at the hard experiences of life as a school of comfort? What lessons have you learned from your painful experiences that will help you to comfort others? And then the final comfort level we'll look at is the scope of comfort. In verse 6, Paul assures his readers that the scope or the extent of God's comfort reaches beyond time and on into eternity. This gives greater meaning and purpose to our suffering. Because without this eternal perspective, our suffering can seem to us to be pointless. But we have God's promise that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose. That's Romans 8 and verse 28. Paul reminded the Corinthians that his affliction should be a means of comfort to them. This, in turn, would empower them to endure similar experiences. The salvation Paul talks about isn't our acceptance of the gift of salvation at our initial conversion, but rather the current process of our salvation being lived out, and then the culmination of our entire experience when we meet Christ face to face. Paul reminds us that our focus ought not to be on suffering or comfort, but instead we should see every experience as moving us along the pathway of spiritual maturity, equipping us to help a brother or a sister who is now going through a similar experience. So whether you are suffering or are comforted, the goal is the same: encouragement to live out the reality of your salvation. And then finally, Paul reminds the Corinthian believers that he is steadfast in his hope for them. He isn't being pushed back and forth by his feelings. He is firmly convinced that as they endure suffering or comfort from an eternal perspective, it will have the desired effect in their lives. I can think of people I know in whose lives I've seen this process working out so clearly, and they are a blessing. So, what is your comfort level? Have you found the source of comfort by entering into a relationship with the God of all comfort? There is no genuine comfort outside of Him. If God is your Father, then you are currently enrolled in the school of comfort. Are you chafing at or resisting the suffering you experience, hoping to escape God's classroom? Or do you see your difficulties as opportunities to learn how to comfort and bless those around you? Do you understand the scope of comfort? Are you using your experience of suffering to comfort others in similar situations? Are you aware that everything that happens to you is part of the process of working out your salvation? And have you embraced the hope through Christ that will never disappoint you? I pray this teaching will raise your comfort level and bring you much joy in the Lord.
Thanks, J. Mark, for sharing this teaching and for having us think about our comfort levels. Those are good questions you have left us to think about. You know, the things we are going through are not random. There are times it may seem like it, but our God is not random. He is a God of purpose, and nothing happens that He is not aware of and in control of. We choose to believe He allows us to experience what we are going through for a reason, even when we don't understand those reasons. I hope each of us can be that person who will use the hard situations we've been through and comfort others who are going through similar situations. When this happens, it is incredible, and I see God redeeming the hard thing He has allowed in our lives. As Romans 8 teaches us, all things work together for good to them that love God. This is what God desires to accomplish in us. May each of us be willing and go through those hard times without becoming hard. This is the struggle. Can we keep our hearts soft when our circumstances are the exact opposite? Thanks again for listening to Hope for Today. If you would like today's teaching, or if you want to contact us for any reason, here is how you can reach us. The best way is email. Our email is hope@heraldsofhope.org. If you don't have email, you can write to us. Our address is Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or you can connect with us on our website. Our website is heraldsofhope.org. On our website, you will find other helpful resources and more teaching programs like this one. So please look around while you're there. Again, the website is heraldsofhope.org. We look forward to next week and hope you will join us then as we study the next section in 2 Corinthians. Have a good week, and as Romans 15:13 says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him. Go live in that joy and peace.